Well, we don't think there's an emoji to depict a housing bubble, but who knows? One could be coming. There are new emojis being unveiled next month. Insert smiley face with crazy laughing tears emoji here. If you'd like to suggest one yourself, it's simple. Here's KQED's Rachel Miro.
Meet Flory Hutchinson.
I am a mother of three based in Palo Alto, and I am an arts publicist.
Her 5- and 4-year-olds both go to gymnastics, which is where Hutchinson recalled an epiphany she had a few months ago while breastfeeding her baby in the wee hours. Hutchinson was texting a friend in another time zone and typed in the word shoe.
And I realized I was staring slightly deliriously at this red high-heeled stiletto.
Was that her phone anticipating her preference as a woman? As if most women wear a shoe better suited to a Barbie doll? With little digital legwork, Hutchinson discovered there are 4 other shoe emojis, but all 3 female shoes involve a heel. And unless you type in the word sneaker, the stiletto appears to be the default.
I think being a mom, I've become very aware and hypersensitive to what I see as implicit gender bias, something that is pervasive in every aspect of life from the age of 0 onwards. Which is probably why we're staring at a bunch of pink leotards in this gymnastics class.
Her research led her to the Unicode Consortium, the nonprofit in Mountain View, California, that maintains a global standardized list of approved emoji. The consortium's emoji subcommittee meets 4 times a year to approve or deny new proposals.
There are lots of templates on the Unicode website, some of successful emoji proposals, some of unsuccessful ones, and then it's just a matter of making a compelling case for why it should exist and why the existing emoji don't do the job that you're looking to do with your emoji.
It helps to hire a professional graphic designer. Effie Messer wears a sandal whenever weather permits, so she practically leapt on board the project.
You can look at it as a baby step, but I think any steps towards more diversity on the emoji keyboard are great.
Hutchinson proposed a ballerina flat in multiple hues, and within a month of applying, her emoji appeared on the current round of the consortium's draft list for consideration, one of 67 proposals. Roughly 60 get approved each year overall. The final decision comes out in November.
Actually, I couldn't believe it. That this crazy idea that I got in the middle of the night would actually become a reality. And even if it doesn't make it through, which I sincerely hope it does, I can honestly turn to my girls when they're preteens or older and say, you know, this was important to me and I did something about it. And it was not only for me, but also for you.
If the shoe fits. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Miro.